Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
I am 40 and 8 days. I am 40 and 8 days years old.
Well, congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Getting back from Vegas.
Vegas was okay. We made it.
That was your first Vegas trip ever?
My first run, 4 nights.
I'm not even going to say that I've been to Vegas because I went to Vegas when I was 14 years old.
Yeah,
I feel like Vegas as a 14-year-old versus a 40-year-old are two completely different cities.
I went to Reno once when I was 16 with my parents, and I think at 6, or maybe I was 18. I know, I think it was 16, and you could be in the Circus
mm-hmm.
in Reno at mm-hmm. 16. You just couldn't gamble, couldn't get drinks or anything like that.
I just remember being in Vegas as a 14-year-old. I got a whole collection of trading cards for escorts. I got their stats on the back and everything like that.
Dude, I did have a moment. Abs and I were walking the strip.
5'5", 36, 42, 35, 36. I'm like, oh, what's her body count? That's pretty low.
Oh, preschool teacher and I, we wandered the strip on our first night for a little bit. And she had to run into Dusty Hera's casino.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she actually ran into Dusty Hera.
Like, holy
no,
crap.
That'd be awesome. I'm like, what? That'd be great.
Boss falling.
No. She had to use El Baño and or La Baña. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
The female bathroom would be La Baña. Yeah.
And we were right outside Hera's. And she ran in to use the bathroom, and so I'm standing outside just kind of waiting, you know, hey, come back to me. And this woman walks by me, and boy, whoo, whoo, looking good. And she goes, hey, honey, you waiting for me? And I was like,
no, my girl's taking a dump in there. I'm waiting for her.
But it was one of those moments, just like, nice. Still got it. Still got it.
Sure.
Yep.
You keep telling yourself that
escort walked by me and was like, you know what? I think I'm ready to ride the P. Harris train tonight.
I think she saw the size of your wallet, bro.
For about $3,000. But hey, you waiting for me, honey?
She saw that stash.
She saw that stash. Oh, I was clean shaven. I was looking good.
She wanted mustache rides.
She said, honey, you waiting for me? And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, no.
$5 to touch my toes, $10 to touch your toes.
I think last time I was in Vegas, I'm pretty sure she was a hooker. She said, get off the phone, baby. I'm calling you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys come up with
got great lines. They're almost borderline dad jokes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you waiting for me, honey?
Have you seen the videos by chance?
Get off the phone, baby. You're calling me.
No. My wifey.
I need to finish the sentence because as soon as you start a sentence saying, have you seen the videos by chance? Have you seen the videos by chance of the streets of Thailand where like...
I am watching White Lotus right now.
Great show.
So I feel like I'm on the streets of
Thailand. It kind of gets to that point is like white Americans or white males walking through the streets
of Thailand. It's like a target on your back.
Oh my God.
They're just like, that guy. That dude. Guy right there. That guy, he's in a Hawaiian shirt. That guy.
They're putting up like the, like, they're trying to get a charge call from you in the middle of the street. They're pulling on you, yanking on. You cannot go 5 feet down the street without some lady boy just tugging on your collar. It is insane.
You'd be lucky if it's a lady boy.
Honestly, you'd be more lucky if it wasn't a lady boy.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, quite honestly.
I'm all like trying to get stats. I'm ooh, a lady boy got me. And
your,
Joe's like,
your odds.
Joe's like, I don't know if that's what you want.
Your odds are better if it is just, in fact, a lady.
Well, it depends on what you're into, buddy.
I don't know,
pretty
man.
Pretty aggressive. I've
we
seen
we are not we are equal opportunity employers. Here.
Have you seen the White Lotus episode though, where Walton Goggins goes and talks
and meets
to
Sam
his...
Rockwell?
Yeah, and
I watched it last night. That's the last episode I saw. I found out he did that in one take.
That's
Sam Rockwell. Like, you want to talk about underrated actors? All right, you know we get into this all the time about underrated actors, people that are Sam Rockwell. Is absolutely fantastic. And any movie you see him in, you should watch. He's great.
Well, aren't you already watching the movie if you've seen him? Or are you talking about like a trailer or something?
I'm talking about anything. Like if you're like, oh, should I watch this movie? And it's like, well, Sam Rockwell's in it. And the answer is probably yes.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I would almost like to go to Thailand for that street alone just to... It's almost like those football.
Give it a shot.
You know those football.
See if you can hang.
Those football like training machines with all the little like arms on it, where you if you're a running back, you just have to run through it.
Yeah. You want to try?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the old. We should do the Olympics, but have an average person to see what they
How
do.
How quick can you get through this? This hooker street on Thailand.
I would swim against Michael Phelps, just to see.
I am a world
champion.
I'm
not an amazing swimmer, but I can hold my own.
I'm a world champion of getting past the lady boys of Thailand.
I would swim against Michael Phelps.
It's impressive, man.
I would.
I'll tell you
I am 1080 the fan.
Well, so Vegas was great.
Vegas was good. Vegas was nice.
You gamble at all, or did you keep clean?
We lost.
You have a clean sheet out there?
I think we lost $130.
In Vegas, that's a win.
That's entertainment.
That's breaking even.
Yeah. And we lost $130 in about 20 minutes total of gambling.
That'll happen to you.
Well, then you quit.
Yeah. We stayed at the Venetian at the Palazzo.
Ooh.
You got to be a little bit of a high roller to gamble there, and we're not gamblers, so we weren't like looking for the war and the tic-tac-toe, the Chevy Chase Vegas vacation casinos, because we're not really gamblers.
I would crush at war.
there's a scene where he has to pick a number.
Yeah.
And Chevy Chase looks at the guy and he's like doing the Chevy Chase eye thing where he's like and he goes 4 and the guy goes 7. He goes, damn it.
Give me a table of crazy eights, and I'm walking away a winner.
Hey, man, I was ready.
Speed.
I was ready to play some blackjack.
I love blackjack.
What, like a $50 minimum bet table there?
It was $25 minimum, Woo! And it was just like, And they were like, oh, you want like a $5 table? Yeah, those are somewhere else. And I was like, yeah, I don't care enough about that.
Could you find the last time, dude, I was in Vegas before the pandemic started, like a month before the world shut down for my 30th birthday. And the $5 table, the one that I found, was at like 2 a.m. at the Excalibur. So that's like right down next to the Luxor where the Essie old casinos are.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah, so we just kind of skipped that. I'm just not really into that.
Next time you go, you can get some promotional credits for your birthday, I think, at some places still. They'll give you like $10 or $20 in like free play. So you can go to a slot and, you know, you show them your ID and sign
a little promotional rub and tug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't care.
A little promotional rubby action.
I saw a
who doesn't like a good rubby action?
I saw a really bad, amazing Elvis impersonation show. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, well, I feel like that is that. Like,
oh,
it's amazingly bad.
It's
a cult
so
classic.
So good. It was 75
minutes.
It's so
bad, it's so good.
75 minutes long. He probably did 20 songs. He looked more like Wayne Newton than Elvis.
Maybe it was Wayne Newton.
But he was like really trying to get the crowd going.
Sold up to the wrong edition, sweetie.
So he like really got the crowd going. So he was like totally cool with singing songs. I'm belting songs.
Lord, my, I feel my temperature rising.
Oh, dude, I was so into it. I was so into it. I saw Goose on Tuesday night, which is one of my favorite bands, and that show was amazing. Like Abs and I had such a good time at that show. But the Elvis show, borderline, I enjoyed it more. Just no, because I bought a bottle of champagne and like a triple old fashioned in a plastic cup, and it was absolutely amazing.
Hell yeah.
A triple old fashioned?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So it's like an old fashioned, but it's, you know, it's just 8 whiskey. Ounces.
Yeah, exactly. It's just whiskey at that point.
A splash of the, what is it, vermouth or whatever?
With a single Splenda
some
packet.
Bitters, a little bit of simple
Aganos syrup. Bitters, thank you.
A single Splenda packet.
Oh, it was so good.
Have you ever had an old fashioned at like a sports bar or a dive bar?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, dude, I couldn't believe my eyes when she was making it in front of me.
Yeah, I know. If you get an
with
old
pride,
if you get an old fashioned at a bar like that, just like you said, just order whiskey.
I learned.
Take a whiskey on some ice.
Yeah, this was not recent. This was like
you got some old crow back there or what?
Dude, this was like 7-8 years ago. I asked her and I saw her make it in front of me. I'm like, dear God. Like, oh, is this...
this ain't gonna end well.
There are certain kind of bars that you know you can't, like, do the fancy stuff. It's like, you know, Jack and Coke or tequila and orange juice.
That's the limit. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Anything beyond that, you're just asking for trouble.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do have a show for you tonight. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into some Strike Zone action. Plus, we got a new member of the Home Run Derby that I'm really excited about. And in this hour, we'll probably dive into, I don't know, you ever seen a guy walk off the mound and scream an expletive, and then you instantly know what he knows, and life is over for you? So we'll get to that. When we come back, though, it sounds like we need some psychiatric help.
Yeah, we need...
Is that what's going on here?
Sit down on this couch right here, Patrick, and lay down.
We need to share my feelings?
Yeah, we need to talk here. We need to... I want to say it's an intervention, but yeah, more of a psychiatrist appointment here. We need to know some things, the deep inner thoughts of why you dislike this so much.
I'm a little scared about this, but we'll see. I will be honest.
Open up. Let us know how you feel. Who hurt you?
We'll do that next. That's Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Fan text line 503-864-6326.
That's a good crack right
that
there.
That is a good crack. Great notion. Be proud of you. Fan text line, she'll let you follow us throughout the entire show. Interact with us as much as you like. There is also the YouTube stream to shout a holler to. Let me check.
There's one.
One.
And it's literally just howdy.
And it's probably not even one. It's probably just me on the YouTube.
And it was probably meant for primetime also.
Probably meant for primetime. Hey, those guys are pretty good at what they do.
Maybe. Of course they are. You kidding me?
When one doesn't have the trots.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
It's hard to do.
Skidmark Steve. Skidmark Sook.
Look,
like
I will
it.
Back anybody that has the trots, all right? Things happen. I just turned 40. I am here to back and support any person that runs into issues like that, Joe.
I just did cocaine
Come
for
on,
four
Joe.
Straight days. You know the dump I just had?
You ever suck D for marijuana?
I personally
have
know.
That drop. I don't think you can say that.
I don't know if you can say that or have it.
Bob Saget is so good in that.
There's gotta
Boo
be,
this man.
Boo this man.
Gotta be
Boo
some,
this man.
Some clip we can drop in that rant. Good God.
I guess we have to check the psychiatric health of one Patrick Harris. Well, that's me. I'm curious about this because, Joe, I feel really good right now. Okay. I had a nice rafting trip in Idaho. I just went to Vegas with my wife.
You're living a good white dude life right now.
I'm actually going to Hawaii next Wednesday.
Oh, dude. The shirt. I feel like
I'm living the vibe right now.
Yeah, you're foreshadowing with the shirt.
I'm living the vibe right now.
You need life, a plus one.
Life is pretty good.
What island? Maui, right?
Oahu.
Oh, as some locals say, the crappy island.
I agree. However, it's free room and board.
Oh, I'll take that any day. So, I don't care what island you put me on.
I'm outside of Honolulu on Oahu.
Put me on the bombed out one. I forget which one that is.
I'd take free room and board in Damascus, Oregon. You know what I mean? Like, let's go. Shout out Damascus if you're listening to Honky Horn.
What's the bombed out island in Hawaii?
Maui.
No.
Well, Maui had the fires.
Are you talking about
Pearl Harbor? Never forget.
No, I'm going to butcher this. It's Kaho'olawea. It's a island, one of the Hawaiian islands where they literally just used as a bombing island, like to just test.
Just test stuff?
Test bombs.
Dang, that's rough.
And you can see it when you're on Maui, like out in the distance. And I remember my aunt telling me, she's like, oh yeah, there's Kaho'olawea. I'm like, oh, does anybody live there? She's like, oh no, they were bombing that thing in the 50s and 60s. There's no one living there.
They killed everybody years ago.
Like, there's like no vegetation on it. Like you even see from afar, you're like, there's no trees or anything out there, is there?
That's not Jurassic. They didn't shoot Jurassic Park out there.
No, I don't think anybody wants to.
They did not.
Yeah, during World War II, it was used as a training ground and bombing range for the armed forces of the United States.
Well, it didn't really work in Pearl Harbor.
No. I think they did it a couple of years after that. They're a few years late on that.
Sorry, my history is a little fuzzy.
No, I don't know if this is psychiatric.
But
or
I'm telling you, Joe, I'm in a good spot right now.
I know, but I feel like this might be a good time to have this conversation then. Maybe not as much psychiatric, more as psychologist.
Tear me down,
are you? We need to talk to you because we talked about this last week. Because the Oregon State Beavers.
You got to be in to do it.
They're in it, and they're doing it.
They are.
They're playing some good baseball.
The most prolific program at Omaha right now, are they not?
I mean, three national championships.
Who's got more than them?
Within the last 20 years? I mean,
in the final eight, who's got more than them?
I don't know if there is anybody.
I don't know. LSU has won one. Yeah.
That's one. I'm not here for one. I'm here for multiple.
Quite honestly,
you can put it on the ball.
They might have, LSU might have more than one. I just don't know.
No, I think I saw somebody in the SEC has like 23. Is it Arkansas? No, Arkansas has none.
I would think it'd be like either Vandy or Tennessee.
Vandy's got a couple. I saw old Dansby Swanson hit a home run today, speaking of Vanderbilt.
Patrick, yeah. We want to figure out, because last week. We were talking about this last week, and I know that you don't like college baseball, but I feel like the excuse.
Oh, I have no problem with college baseball. I just don't watch it.
No, that is such a cop-out. Over the years, you have said college baseball is not real baseball.
It's not.
College baseball.
It's not.
And I feel like it's always been because of the quote-unquote metal bats.
Quote-unquote, are they not metal?
They are metal.
Okay, so what's the quote-unquote?
That's it? Like, that
I'm asking you. You said quote-unquote metal bats, well, yes, and I said, okay. Are they metal bats? You said yes. So I'm curious what your quote-unquote means.
Well, that is what I'm quoting, is you saying that the metal bats is the reason that you do not
so
like college baseball.
So you want to know why I don't like college baseball?
I feel like that is... There's got to be more to it than now, just, I don't like metal bats.
Now,
come on.
Now, I will say this. I will watch any sport at a high level. Any sport at a high level of competition, high level of athleticism, you know? Like tonight on this TV here, I've got Dodgers-Padres. That is high-level June baseball. I will watch the NBA Finals. I will watch the Champions League. I will watch the Nations League in soccer. I will watch the Super Bowl, all the playoffs, the play-in games for the NBA. I'll watch anything. High-level sports with something on the line is amazing. At all times amazing. What I will counter you with this, since you want to dive in to...
The brain of Patrick Harris.
The brain of Patrick Harris, which is a dangerous, dangerous place. Go ask preschool. She will tell you... She will tell you it's a dangerous, dangerous place to be.
I am 1080 the fan.
Thank you very much. I am. When you are in college, you know, I'm going to talk to you, Jordan Schultze, my man. All right?
Yeah, I'll turn my mic off.
Have Joe turn his mic off. We don't care about him.
We're going to talk to
Jordan Schultze, okay? The producer of this show, big time sports fan, working his way up, doing his thing. Jordan, when you are in college, not you, but when someone is in college,
okay.
The point of college is to become prepared for what's next.
Yeah.
Okay?
Expose yourself to new ideas.
So you get a degree in sports broadcasting because you want to be a broadcaster. You get a degree in architecture because you want to design bridges and buildings, etc., right? Do they not give you the tools to help you learn how to succeed at the next level?
That's literally what it's for. Right?
That's literally
what you're paying for. And a party.
Quote Jordan Schultze, that's literally what it's for. Now, if you are really good at baseball and you go to college, you're using that to try to get better to play in the bigs, right?
I see now, where you're going with this.
Now, what if in the bigs you can only write in cursive? But in college, they make you write however you want. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I should probably be working on cursive if I want to be in the bigs, right?
I mean, I hear what you're saying, brother.
See, he knows where I'm going.
I know where you're going with this.
So if I'm trying to be better at baseball, I should probably use the tools that make me good at baseball.
I mean...
So you're going to give me a bat that helps me cheat?
No.
To be good at baseball?
You're going to give them a bat to make the product actually watchable, because otherwise, that's literally the amount of runs scored.
That's a problem with college baseball.
You're not wrong.
That's the reason why I don't watch it.
And I'm on your side of this. I'm actually not on Joe's side of this argument. I hate watching a full college baseball game, because even with a time clock, they still have over 3.5-hour games on the regular.
It doesn't make sense. I don't care. Look, in college football, one foot in instead of two, I get it. You're learning. Basketball? Whoa. Basketball, closer 3-point line, you're learning.
Whoa.
I get it. But the ball's not changed. What if Johnny Manziel wins the Heisman Trophy by throwing a Nerf football?
Is the rules not changed,
that
though?
Nerf football will fly 100 yards if you throw it right.
Okay, to go back on what you're saying, getting 1 foot in bounds is not preparing you for NFL football. Having a shorter three-point line is not preparing you for the NBA.
Right, but the basketball or the football is not different.
No, I don't think there's much of a difference between the equipment and the play and what you're playing on.
Joe, I'm not being extreme here.
I think you are being extreme.
The difference between a bat that's metal and a bat that's wood are extremely different.
I'm gonna
that's your main purpose.
Can you put your bat on the ball?
Did the guy catch the ball? The guy caught the ball. Okay? It's not like they let him
with one foot or two feet.
It's not like they kind of let him drop the ball.
Well,
I can't believe that I'm losing this argument. I can't believe that every person I talk to, I lose this argument. Look, your fundamental thing you do, the object you hold in your hand is not the same. The basketball is the same.
It's the game, though.
The football is the same. The puck is the same. The soccer ball is the same.
It's the game, though.
No, it's the game of baseball.
I don't see how you can watch college baseball and just be like, this is not baseball. This is not the game I know.
It's baseball. It's still 90 feet. The pitchers are great. If I watch college baseball, I'm watching pitchers. I'm not watching batters.
I will say,
watching batters, your fly ball to left field, which would be out 99% of the time in Major League Baseball, is a home run because you get a little oomph.
I will say,
this
could be either argument for or against college baseball.
You're about to sell yourself out.
Well, I was going to say it's either for or against is that if you have a game going into fifth or sixth inning, and it's a 9-3 game, and you're like, oh gosh, I know we're up 6 runs with the starting pitcher. He's put a couple guys on. That bullpen goes in, all bets are off. This could be a 14-9 game before we can blink.
Well, right, because it's collegiate and you don't have the same amount of athletes. Let me ask you this.
Is there anything
why did Bryce Harper not play in college?
Well, because Bryce Harper was a one-in-a-generational player that didn't need to play in college.
Because college was beneath him.
Because
it wasn't going
to
prepare him to be in the major leagues.
He actually technically played in college at high school age. Wasn't he at a community college taking at bats for a team at the age of 16 or 17?
Schulte might be right.
It was like Las Vegas CC.
But the point that I'm trying to say is, I'm going to skip college. This isn't going to make me better. This is going to make me worse.
NBA players used to do that until they instituted that stupid rule.
Oh, and Bryce Harper, to your point, Patrick, he did go to that college and he used a wooden bat. He literally came in and said, no, I know I'm going to the next level, and I've got to make sure that I'm at the top of my game for that. So why not use what they're going to use at the next level?
What's Kyle Manzardo more famous for? Playing at Wazoo? Playing at the Pickles?
I'm playing for the Pickles,
yeah,
baby.
What do they use at the Pickles, baby?
Well, that's a wood bat league.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. Okay, to check in on my psyche, where is my psyche wrong on this?
I think that you are literally choosing one aspect of the college baseball experience to...
One aspect?
One aspect.
The thing they hold in their hands.
Yeah,
They need to be successful is a cheater.
I would say the thing...
What about golf? The cheater putt? They don't do that anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Well, no, because you have to have it... You can't have it against your body anymore because they were like, that ain't putting.
No,
they were like, that ain't putting.
I literally just watched the tournament this week. Byung-Hung Ahn, he uses it.
When was the last time Adam
Scott?
I think
you have to have a hand.
When was the last time Adam Scott did anything?
Adam Scott is
literally... He had a cheater putt.
No, he's been literally one of the longest tenured golfers on the PGA.
Well, awesome. When was the last time he won a major?
Well, golf...
When he had a cheater putt.
I will also say that golf is the sport where winning does not dictate how successful you are.
I don't know. Do you think there's something wrong with my psyche?
I do, because it's baseball, baby.
I don't think it's baseball.
It is baseball, baby.
I mean, it is baseball.
Come on.
But it's baseball in the sense that, like, me and my kid throw a Nerf football, and that's football.
No, that's not the same.
Even if I set up, 100 yards, and I got a line right there, and he's got a defensive line, but I throw a Nerf football to him.
No.
And he's like, well, yeah, I got it.
It's not the same.
The bat is such a focal point of the game. Why is it not the same as what as the level you are trying to reach.
Because I would say that the pitcher is a very important part of the game. The baseball is the same.
I actually think it's Easton and Rawlings in a mafia.
And DeMarini.
To make sure that college baseball doesn't get rid of metal bats, because then they'd be out of business.
Oh, no, they wouldn't. Ha, dude, go into any Dick's Sporting Goods.
If Easton doesn't, if there are no bats, metal bats in baseball, Easton loses $1 billion in revenue.
That's not.
The youth, who's buying them? Not colleges.
The youth sports equipment movement now, dude. When you and I played back in the day, there was none of this available. No, but the amount of money spent for 7-year-olds on equipment now is insane. It's pretty unbelievable.
I'm trying to set my kids up for success, not for failure.
I'm pulling up.
You want to play baseball? I'm putting a wood bat in your hand.
Yeah, we'll see how
that's how you play baseball.
We'll see how that works out.
Go ask Joe DiMaggio what he thinks about this.
I'm pulling up the Easton Sports
balance sheet. I'll bet you Randy Johnson, if he sat in here right now and I said, hey, is swinging a metal bat going to make you a better baseball player? He'd be like, no. Also, my 97-mile-an-hour slider ain't going to help either.
He pitches, though.
But he's still going to tell you. A pitcher is still going to tell you that ain't going to help you.
I'm going to pull up the Easton Bell Sports Incorporated financial statements.
I can't believe I'm on an island in this.
I mean, I'm with you. I am.
There's just part, when I'm watching these games, I'm just like, I'm watching baseball. I'm not watching.
Not me. It's so tough.
I mean, they're even in one of
the. Dude, somebody hits a home run and then a bunch of people like gather around home plate to high five them. What is this, softball?
No, even in one of the Beavers wins.
What are we doing here, guys?
The Sunday win was full of errors, and there were points where there were in the same inning.
But that's fine. Errors are fine.
No, it's not.
Bad pitching is fine. That's college.
That's baseball.
You're learning to be better.
Errors don't happen in baseball.
You are learning to be better. Can't be better if you're using a bat that you can't use in the next level.
No. I feel that you are...
My psyche is fine. I think you're rattled, Joe.
No, I'm not. I feel like you are just fixated on one part of the game of college baseball.
One part of the game is the bat that you hold?
That is one part.
That is the game!
There's still base running. There's still fielding. There's still pitching. There's still catching.
But the ball goes further because you're using this cheater bat.
They're still managing.
I'm out. This show's over. I'm done.
Cue the close music.
Close music. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
I don't know. I just feel like you in 2025, you need to have an open mind.
We got to get out of here. We come back. Ouch.
I feel like we solved nothing.
We solved absolutely nothing except for I hate Joe Fisher.
I'm going to break you.
When we come back, somebody else is broken. That's Joe Fisher. I love you, Joe.
Yeah.
I absolutely love you.
We'll
toss it to Schulze with sports.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was
217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Like Dansby Swanson at Vanderbilt won a natty.
They're not playing baseball.
And then
though.
Went number one overall. And the Diamondbacks stupidly traded him straight up for Shelby Miller. And then Dansby won a World Series in Atlanta.
They're not playing baseball in college, though, Patrick.
They're playing a form of baseball.
No, it's They're not just, baseball.
Okay.
It's not baseball, baby.
They are playing baseball, but they are not playing a baseball game to set themselves up for the next level.
Well, I don't.
Unless you're a pitcher.
Well, honestly, how
batters are not setting themselves up for the next level.
Listen,
that's my problem.
I'm sure there's a lot of collegiate athletes. I would say the majority of them. Yeah, I think I can make it to the bigs. I think I can make it to the NFL. I think I can be an NBA player.
I could shoot like nobody's business.
But again, let's be real. What's the percentage? I know they have numbers like this many.
It's like 1% of collegiate athletes go on to be a professional.
The 99% of them go to be pros and something else.
That's an NCAA garbage commercial.
Some of them become e-surance agents.
They're like hedge fund kids.
Yeah.
They're like, look at this guy. He's worth $6 billion. It's like, well,
this guy sells car insurance.
Yeah, well, Patrick graduated from college, and he does a stupid baseball show on 10 A The Fan on Tuesday nights.
So I will say there is a very small majority of all Division I, Division II, all Division collegiate athletes that are preparing themselves for the next level.
I just don't think metal bats are preparing them correctly.
But I don't think the whole point of college baseball is to, like, the reason we play college baseball is to get all of you prepared to play in the MLB.
Yeah.
Like, that is not the point of college
then that
baseball.
That is a fundamental problem of college baseball.
But that's not the point
college
of college
football
baseball.
Gets you ready to play NFL. College basketball gets you ready to play NBA.
No, it doesn't. Because that's the same case for college football and basketball, where it's like,
you don't think the 3 years Travis Hunter spent at Colorado did not prepare him to be in the NFL?
Again, Travis Hunter is one of the best players that we've seen of our generation.
Okay, what about that kid? What about that kid Scataboo at Arizona State?
I mean,
you don't think Arizona State gave him a shot to play in the NFL?
But I'm also thinking the third string cornerback that plays for the Vermont Catamounts. As a senior,
is Joe Flacco elite?
I mean,
he went to Delaware.
Okay, but there were scouts.
Tony Romo. Jim. What do you think?
Went undrafted. I don't think that college sports again are constructed to be. We are doing this to make sure you guys are prepared to play professional insert sport.
But it should be.
But it's not.
But it should be.
It's not, though.
But it should be, especially with how much money is involved.
I will say, though, what shocked me today is that there's professional softball, which I felt like was not a thing.
I think baseball's thrown some money at it, too.
I think it was on ESPN, The Ocho, or something.
They are trying.
Like that,
I think baseball's thrown some money at it, too. Not quite WNBA style, but I think baseball's thrown some money at it to try to make a professional softball league happen. Jenny Finch is hella mad.
Athletes, unlimited so much softball money. League. The Volts versus the Bandits. That's what I was watching today.
Where are they from?
Oh, I don't know. Insert City.
Albuquerque. I want to go to New Mexico.
Do you?
No,
that's
you the next don't. Place
good I skiing.
Go. I've been there. It's not fun.
I want to go to the high desert.
Some good slopes.
Drive Slide up. Over to El Paso, Texas.
There's drive up to Colorado. It's beautiful.
There's four teams. That's in, whatever. Four teams in the AUSL: the Volts, the Bandits, the Talons, and the Blaze. I'm a I'm a Talons fan,
dude. Just I'm in.
Sign
I'm,
me up.
I'm into the Blaze. I'm into the Blaze.
Honestly, the Talons logo is pretty sick too. I might have to get a Talons.
We got
hat.
Hats. You got hats?
I might just have to get
New
one.
Era 5950s?
You guys are right over there.
I'm making a bird noise. I don't know. I think Patrick has lymphoma.
No. No.
Dude, I don't
Why'd
know.
You put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby?
I don't know if they have hats. They have visors, though.
That is such a burn if you think about it.
What, are you going to criticize softball now, too?
You know, they don't play with hats like they do
you
in
know,
the
You know, they don't throw overarm. This is not baseball. That's their game. They throw underhand. That's their game.
Well, watch,
I have nothing but mad respect for it.
And watch a major That's, league hitter try to face a softball
That's what they
pitch.
Do. Nope. They throw underhand. That's their game. That's their game. It's not like collegiate softball players throw underhand and then they go to professional softball and have to throw overhand. Okay? Okay? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I think I might want a Talons visor.
Look at Joe. This is Joe Fisher, ladies and gentlemen.
Go golfing with that.
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
I think
Anderson!
I won this fight. I think this fight went about 8 rounds, and we got a TKO.
No, and then
I would never knock you out, Joe. You're my friend. I love you.
And then the piss test comes in. Patrick is on steroids because of the copious amount of blow that he did in Vegas.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
I mean, I am neither here to confirm nor deny.
How was that? How was The Rock in Las Vegas?
Dude, soft. Soft
fish scale soft. Over there.
All right, when we come back. You ever come off the mound and just oh god, and know what's going on? Yeah, me neither. We'll do that next. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. But we're talking about things that are dead, like college baseball.
Very much alive, my friend. Go Murray State.
Did you guys see Corbin Burns' last start?
No.
He threw a pitch, and I believe it was hit. I could be wrong on that, so excuse my ignorance on it. He threw a pitch, and after he threw it, he yelled, F, and walked off the mound.
Because he knew.
And my buddy told me, because we're in a fantasy
F!
League.
That was a good pitch.
Yeah, we're in a fantasy league together. And he said, did you see that? And I go, no, I didn't see it. And he goes, let me show you. And he showed me it.
He should have stayed in Baltimore.
Threw a pitch and screamed an expletive as he walked off the mound. And it was like, ooh, he probably didn't feel something good. You know, thinking, oh, all right, he probably just, you know, didn't feel something good. Turns out that was a pop, and that would be the old Tommy John for Corbin Burns. And I think it's interesting. We talk about this all the time. At least I try to talk about it. And I think some national guys say this statement too, which is probably where I stole it from. You can't win a World Series in May or June, but you can sure lose a World Series in May or June. Is it safe to say that Arizona is kaput?
You know, it's funny that you say this, Patrick, because we didn't get to it last week, but on my show sheet for last week, it was my flavor of the week, and was the Milwaukee Brewers. And the fade of the week was the Arizona Diamondbacks, because they're falling apart, man. And then this injury had just happened, and
yeah,
it was like, we're done here.
They had that big collapse against the Braves. Now, the other night, was it last night, Josh Naylor hit that grand slam to beat the Mariners?
Ooh, the wounds are still fresh.
But it feels like the Diamondbacks are in positions all the time where it's a little too critical, and that's not sustainable. What's interesting is, I love this Diamondbacks team. I love the way they're built. I think if you're the GM, I think if you're a fan of the Diamondbacks, I think you should be very excited about the future. Corbin Carroll, Torey Lovullo is one of our favorite people on this show. But that starting rotation has been rough. Zach Gallen's had a really tough year. It's been up and down for him, very much up and down. Brandon Faught hasn't quite figured it out yet, which you would think by now he would kind of get there. Former Hillsborough Hawk, Brandon Faught. Corbin Burns going down. We love the National League West. We love this division. There are four teams in it. Arizona was in the World Series 2 years ago. Giants are Giants, Padres are Padres, and Dodgers be doing Dodger things. This is now a three-team race. I think I can't see how Arizona comes back from this. Even if Jordan Montgomery were to come back, you signed Corbin Burns because you needed stars. I know, and I was being nice saying that. I was like trying to be optimistic saying that. But, you know, Perdomo had a great start, but he's tailed off. Eugenio, he's going to hit home runs, but he's also going to bat 210. I think this team is in big trouble, and I think it's easy to kind of say, you know, we said this last week, or I said this. I don't want to lump you guys in. I said last week, I'm probably never going to talk about the Red Sox again this season unless they fire Alex Cora. I don't know if I ever talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks this year. I think this is it. I think that was your shot, and I think that shot's over.
Yeah, it's interesting because as far as, like, offensively, like, getting on base goes, they haven't been that bad, but also they just really haven't had big offensive performances outside of Corbin Carroll and Eugenio. Like, they're not getting a ton of, like, slugging. They're not getting a ton of...
Ketel Marte is finally back.
And he's decent. Batting like 280, 290,
He's been good since he's been back, but he was out for a while. Correct. And who knows if that continues for him.
Yeah, so I just... And then losing Corbin Burns, who outside Merrill Kelly was one of your better pitchers, and then they just threw Rodriguez on the IL for, I think, 10 days, so God knows what's going on there. It's going to be one of those where it's like they are going to be either looking for relief guys, mid-inning guys to make starts for them. I have no idea what the hell they're going to do as far as starting pitching goes for the rest of the season.
And that's why I think it's over.
Yeah,
and I think it's tough. Dude, look, Cleveland Guardian fan here, Joe, your O's. Sometimes you just kind of know. Sometimes you just kind of know. Look, my team was in the American League Championship Series last year. I think there are a couple pitches that could have made that game a 7-game series. And if you go 7 games, who knows? Do I think my team beats the Dodgers? No, but I think we might make it to the World Series. Sometimes the next year you look at it and you kind of say, nope, it's not us.
Well, and who knows? Like maybe Zach Gallen is able to turn back into form from last year. Maybe Brandon Faught.
He's an all-star starter. I mean, he's got juice. Yeah. He's really, really good.
And that's where it's like, you know, he's able to go back to, you know, watch film, see what he's been doing this recent part of this year to see if there's something he can change, if his approach has been different this year than last. I don't know. Like maybe he can go back and watch what he was doing last year, see what he's doing different, you know. Paralysis by analysis. You have so many analytics in this game now that he can maybe take a look and see what was working for him last year and return to that. I'm sure maybe he's already been doing that this year. It's like, hey, why I did great last year. Let's just keep doing the same thing. But guys have now caught on to what makes him great. Same with Brandon Faught. So I just feel that losing Burns and then Rodriguez, who hasn't been great, but you're losing another starting pitcher. It's like you're really going to have to depend on guys that you haven't had to all year. And again, outside of your dominant hitters that have been putting up big runs for you, big home runs, RBIs, and slugging, I mean, you don't have a Christian Walker there anymore.
Mm-mm.
So
got that vet.
No, I'm just nervous as far as like, where are you going to get that type of offense out of? I mean, is Josh Naylor going to be able to, you know, do this throughout the whole season? He hasn't been hitting bad. Again, a lot of these guys haven't been hitting.
No. Perdomo, Suarez, Naylor, like Corbin Carroll's obviously a stud. He's had a really solid year. I think that's the problem. I think your hill is too steep to climb because Corbin Burns goes down now. If Corbin Burns goes down 2 months ago, you kind of got a shot at next year. But Corbin Burns is out all of next year. I mean, does this contract go down as, I'm not going to say it's going down as one of the worst contracts ever, because you don't know. You can't tell that a guy's going to, you know, I could sit here and tell you that the Gerrit Cole deal is terrible because he's having Tommy John. I'm not saying that, but you're not going to get Corbin Burns back till 2026. And he's going to be 34 after Tommy John. Like, what does that look like? Are you going to Verlander it, or are you going to adios into the sunset? I worry that this incarnation that we saw of the Arizona Diamondbacks, which was a really fun team, who put up a hell of a fight 2 years ago against the Rangers in the World Series. I'm worried that sell. Trade everyone you got. You got Corbin Carroll. Lean on him and trade everyone else around him.
Well, again,
restart.
For this team, it's their offense has been good this year. It's just a matter of, like, you have not been able to hold runners on, keep runners on base and not let them score. You have given up the third most runs in the National League. And now you have lost not only your ace, but you've lost a second starting pitcher. So you're going to have to do a whole, you know, like maybe platoon thing, like where you're doing clopeners. Like it's already been rough on your pitching as is now. And you've lost two guys. And now you're going to have to ask for the pitchers that have not been great to be better, and your offense to essentially sustain bad pitching. And which you've kind of done at moments this year, but you're going to have to do it for even more so the rest of the year.
I like Torey Lovullo. I think this is too steep of a hill to climb.
That's why, too. Are the Diamondbacks a bad team?
No.
Are they good enough to make the playoffs and to be able to sustain what has happened to them last week?
No.
And, you know, it sucks because, exactly.
And he's going to get fired next year when they win, you know, 60 games.
We're 2 years removed from them being in the World Series. But yeah. I just think that you're right. It's that they might chug along and might be keeping things competitive for a while. But as far as just being just an arm length away from being in the wild card race, I feel like that's how it's going to play out. Like they finished the season 10 games under 500.
Hey, did you guys know the White Sox were sold? I'm just joking. But kind of not. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot corner today, the fan.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's
search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.